AI narrated audio generated from Share Maestro Market Research. Full article. FMX's 10% quarter stands out in a brewer's group with only 33% relative strength Breck. Fomento Económico Mexicano slipped 1.3% for the week, but its active trend signal, high range close, and positive market dynamics keep the stock ahead of a soft beverages brewers cohort. Research brief. FMX closed at $127.7 on 10 July, down 1.3% on the week and over 4 weeks, but still up 10.2% over 12 weeks and 38.7% over 52 weeks. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 29-week streak, while price sits 13.3% above the $112.7 trend line and just 3.1% below its 52-week high. The evidence is constructive but not clean. Volume was only 1.1 times the 13-week average. Relative leadership has cooled over 4 weeks, and the stock trades 31.7% above Share Maestro fair value. Key points. FMX finished at $127.7, 3.1% below its $131.8 52-week high, and 92.4% up its one-year range. The trend backdrop is active, with 32 of the past 52 weeks in an active state, and a current 29-week streak. Volume of 2.6 million shares was close to normal, at 1.1 times the 13-week average, and 1.0 times the 52-week average, leaving participation confirmation moderate. The U.S. Beverages Brewers Group remains weak, with average weekly performance of minus 3.2% and only 33.3% positive relative strength breadth. Risk is mainly valuation and exhaustion. FMX trades 31.7% above fair value, while 14 recent reversal markers argue for closer scrutiny near the high. High range price action, but short-term momentum has paused. Fomento Económico Mexicano ended the latest week at $127.7, down 1.3%, matching its four-week return of minus 1.3%. That near-term pause sits against a much stronger intermediate record. FMX is up 10.2% over 12 weeks, 31.5% over 26 weeks, and 38.7% over the past year. The stock remains positioned near the top of its 52-week range, at 92.4% of the distance, between $77.47 and $131.8, with the latest close only 3.1% below the high. The Share Maestro trend signaling remains active, supported by a 29-week active streak and 61.5% trend breadth across the past year. Price is 13.3% above the $112.7 weekly trend line, so the regime remains constructive. The offset is valuation distance. At $127.7, FMX is 31.7% above Share Maestro fair value of $96.94, which raises the sensitivity to any loss of momentum or deterioration in activity pressure. Sector and brewers context make FMX's relative position more important. The broader U.S. consumer defensive group was soft in the week, averaging negative 0.8%, with 4-week performance barely positive at 0.3% and 12-week performance at 1.4%. Sector breadth is uneven. 49.0% of names have active trend signals, 58.0% show positive market dynamics, but only 28.0% have positive relative strength. FMX is trend active, with positive market dynamics and relative strength, although its broad sector ranking is middle of the pack at the 41.7 percentile among 219 U.S. consumer defensive names. The industry comparison is more favorable. U.S. beverages brewers average negative 3.2% for the week, negative 4.8% over 4 weeks, and just 0.2% over 12 weeks. Only 44.4% of the industry has active trend and positive activity pressure readings, while positive relative strength breadth is 33.3%. Against that weak cohort, FMX ranked 3rd of 9 for the week and 2nd for both 4-week and 12-week performance, making its modest weekly decline look more like consolidation than outright underperformance. Market dynamics are positive, while relative strength has lost some urgency. Market dynamics remain supportive, with activity pressure at 1.78, and a positive latest reading. The setup carries a positive next week expectancy of 57.71% based on comparable historical states, and the composite score stands at 72. consistent with a balanced but constructive read. The signal state is not an outright fresh trigger, however. The activity pressure signal shows no fresh buy, so the current evidence is more about trend persistence than a new acceleration phase. Relative leadership is positive at 12.74, but the four-week change is negative at -28.0%. That matters because FNX is already close to its high and priced at a meaningful premium to fair value. A positive activity pressure profile can keep the advance orderly, but weaker relative momentum near a high reduces the margin for disappointment if the stock fails to regain upside follow-through. Volume and risk argue for confirmation, not complacency. Latest volume was 2.6 million shares, compared with a 13-week average of 2.5 million and a 52-week average of 2.7 million. The 1.1 times volume ratio is adequate but not forceful, especially after stronger participation appeared in mid-June, when volume reached 3.3 million on a 5.3% weekly gain. The latest down week did not show a major volume spike, which limits the damage, but it also means the high-range position lacks emphatic new sponsorship. Risk metrics are measured rather than elevated. 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.5%, below the 52-week baseline of 3.4%. The one-year split is slightly favorable at 28 positive weeks versus 24 negative weeks, with average gains of 3.2%, compared with average losses of -2.3%. Still, 14 recent reversal markers in the smart money tape and the 31.7% fair value premium make exhaustion the main watch item, while the stock trades within a few points of its yearly peak. What to watch next? The first test is whether FNX can hold its high-range position without relative strength weakening further. A move that keeps price above the 112.7 trend line would preserve the weekly regime, but any sustained fade in activity pressure would make the 29-week active streak look more vulnerable. The 131.8 52-week high remains the practical reference point for whether the recent pause turns into renewed continuation or range top fatigue. Participation is the second test. A future move backed by a volume ratio above 1.5 times would carry more weight than the latest 1.1 times reading. In grip terms, FMX needs to keep separating from a brewer's industry where trend, market dynamics, and relative strength breadth are all below 45%, while also proving that its premium valuation is supported by fresh demand rather than simply defensive scarcity. This article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.